Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, this has become a big issue for some, maybe not for others. And joining us is Beaver Falls City Manager Charles Jones, former, you were a police, you were in charge of the police before.
Yes, I was a retired chief of police, yes, sir.
Retired chief of police. Why would you become the city manager? That's headaches, isn't it, Chief?
Probably no more than as the chief of police, but I enjoy what I do. I enjoy planning and creating vision for the municipality.
So give us a background on this. As I understand it, folks are required to back into the angled parking spaces there in Beaver Falls. Is it the entire area of Beaver Falls or just one street, and why?
It's pretty much the east side of the street. The west side of our street is parallel parking. And basically what's taking place is what the PennDOT is classified as a road diet. We're one of the few downtowns, smaller downtowns, that have the typical steel mill post-industrial town with two lanes going north and two lanes going south. For safety, and I mean, it just became almost like a superhighway through the middle of our downtown. Our business district is suffering the fact that, just that people are just a pass through. So they proposed several years ago, PennDOT did, requesting to have a road design, which we've been working on this project for about 3 years. And the concept of reverse parking first came up. I must admit, me typically, being a police officer, the first time I heard this, I was like, that was totally different, and I wasn't a real big fan of it myself at first.
All right, so changed your mind that this might be a good idea?
I did a lot of research over the last 2 or 3 years. I called, the first place to do it in Commonwealth was a place called Pottstown, PA. It's on the other side of the state, and after speaking with their city manager, and then I think the most convincing thing for me was being an ex-policeman, I spoke to the public safety director and asked them how that was working for them. And at the point where we're at, they said, just be prepared for the first 3 to 4 months. You're going to catch a lot of heck because it's changed and it's different. But they said after 3 or 4 months, people get used to it and get adjusted, and there's been a reduction in car accident backups. You mentioned earlier about parking lots for grocery stores and malls and such.
Right.
There's actually been studies that have been conducted. If you would look those up, be it through traffic, international highway safety standards, it's a lot safer for vehicles. It reduces pedestrian and vehicle accidents.
Well, I can certainly understand that if the car is backed in, or the vehicle, SUV, whatever it is backed in, if you're putting something in the trunk, then the trunk is going to be up against the curb, and nobody has to stand in the street to load their car. I can understand that. I also understand if you've got meter maids who are walking down the street, they don't have to walk out on the street to get a license number, because obviously we only have plates on the back of our cars. But the idea, though, let me go back to that. You said it was to try and reduce the driving lanes? So now you only have one lane north, one lane south, and then you have parking on either side? Is that the idea?
Yes, and we also, typically through the center of our downtown, we had no left turn signs that were placed.
Right.
Now we have left turn lanes now introduced, and we have also pedestrian, what they call bump-out curbs, which decreases the distance for the pedestrians to cross the street. So this is all designed more so for safety of the public, particularly the pedestrians. And that was the whole concept, is reduce the incidence of pedestrian incidents and, make it a more walkable downtown. That's our whole plan. Also, the bike lanes were added in condition, as part of a grant that we received. And we're going to use that in conjunction with the work that we're working with Geneva College as far as with the students and allowing them to be able to have a lot more access for downtown.
Now, the chief, people don't like change.
Oh, yeah, not Western Pennsylvania, right?
Charles, have you watched people try to back into these parking spaces now that they're required to do it? Have you watched them?
Yeah. Actually, my window, kind of where my office sits, I sit in probably one of the primary areas right in the center of downtown. And it's like anything. It wasn't pretty at first, but I've noticed over the last couple of weeks it's gotten better, and I'm seeing more and more cars parking on the street. So I think people are getting the hang of it. I think if people would, not put so much effort in complaining about something, about change, and saying, okay, because I'm going to be honest with you, when it comes down to it, the reverse angle parking is a lot easier than doing your parallel parking.
Well, yeah, I could understand that. Have there been incidents? Have there been accidents where people have hit the other car next to them?
No, I got to tell you what, I just had a meeting with our chief of police. We have monthly staff meetings, and I consulted with the chief of police even as early as last Tuesday and confirmed with him there's been no incidents of any accidents or any damage to vehicles that we know of.
What is or what do you anticipate the impact of the cracker plant, because you're right around the corner there, Beaver Falls, and hopefully you're growing in the region?
Oh, yes. As you stated, we're on the perimeter of a lot of that work. We're about 10 or 15 minutes north of that, a lot of that work. But what we're starting to see is, one, a lot of small businesses are showing interest in coming to town or starting up businesses here in town. And then also there's a lot of, being that they work a lot with plastics, we're getting a lot of interest in a lot of companies possibly taking some of these old steel mill sites that are, and looking to build on those sites as well.
Well, good. That part's good as expansion goes. Back it up, Charles Jones, Beaver Falls City Manager. We appreciate your time this morning, Chief. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.